first Sunday of Advent today, and we're talking about hope. And I remember as a small child, Christmas season would come, and it was always a great activity. We grew up in a small town in Iowa. My father was a pastor of a Presbyterian church there, and we had great things that always happened at church, and there were certain things we did at home. And we always knew up in our attic, and back then the attic was a thing you walked up a full flight of stairs and went in, and there's a full attic. It's not where you go through a crawl space in a closet and hope to goodness you fit after Thanksgiving up that hole in the roof. This was a full-blown attic where we kept our Christmas decorations. And we'd always get a tree, and we'd put that up, and then came time for the decorations. And I remember as a young boy, even as an older boy, when I was 12 and 13, how anxious we were to go bring those ornaments down. And there were five of us kids, and we'd take turns each carrying boxes down, and we'd decide what we want, and we'd sort out the broken ones. And we all wanted our favorite ornament. It was like going through back in the day, for those of us that are older, that's me, when you go through the cereal box and they had a free prize, you didn't care about getting the cereal. You shook it and you stuck your hand all in it and you found that prize and you pulled it out with cereal all over your hand. It was the same thing. We wanted that prize. We wanted the favorite ornament before anybody else got that. After a few years, my mother got wise and said, okay, well, after we've cartwheeled several boxes of ornaments down the stairs because we handled them clumsily or carelessly or recklessly, and we went down one flight of stairs, not to mention the attic stairs, and then it came down another set, and we were always cartwheeling those boxes accidentally down the stairs, and you know, precious ornaments would be broken, and my mother would be upset, and so she finally said, I'll bring them down, and you kids can do it then. There was always one box we anxiously awaited, and we knew, it wasn't that we didn't know what was in it, we knew what was in it, and that's why we were anxious for that. And we'd sit there and wait, and each person had their favorite thing in that box. The other boxes all had maybe one or two things for the different kids to put out, whether it was my grandmother's bubble lights that we used to have, those old ones, or certain ornaments that came from when we were small babies or something. And this box had special ornaments inside it, and we waited for those things, and we waited. And then it was time. If you have your Bible with you today, please open it up to Isaiah. We're going to Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9. As you're turning there, today's scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 7. Verse 10, and it says, Moreover, the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, saying, Ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. And then he said, Hear now, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary men? But will you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Let us pray. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word, and may the words of my mouth and meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah was a prophet, and the people in those days got into an activity and a way of life that was self-centered. It was not full of faith. They were no longer seeking God, but they were doing things for their own selves, seeking their own selfish pleasures and ways. And I can't help but think of the comparison. Do we do that in our own life? As we get ready for Christmas and Thanksgiving, it's time to be thankful. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus. And what are people doing? Get out of my way. That's my parking spot. All those things that get us out of whack. So the people turned to Isaiah the prophet, and they wanted him to plead their case to God. God, we want you to hear us, but the people felt that God was not listening. So they thought, well, he'll listen to Isaiah. And Isaiah, rather than going to God about the people, went to the people and simply said, let me tell you about God. And it got me to thinking, how many times am I going to God saying, God, will you please save these people? God, bring these people to you. God, make these people accept you. And we go to God saying, God, we want you to come save these people. And we don't go to the people and explain. I think it's easier because we don't truly hear God talk back. But people will talk back when you try and tell them about God. They'll have an opinion. They'll have a thought. They'll have an idea. So Isaiah went to the people about God. We come to the Advent season, and we're still hearing a lot of our own expectations, our own wants, our own desires. And we're doing these things, and we're still saying, but God, where are you in the midst of all this? No, God, I wasn't obedient. Again, teachers. No, I didn't study for that test, but man, really an F? Well, no, I didn't open the book either. Well, I remember sitting through class, and I heard some of the stuff you said, but I'm just not good at tests. God says He wants us fully engaged. This Advent season, what I'm asking for, and the hope that I want, is that we take the old text, the things that we read over and over, maybe year after year. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 3. Says, you have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest. And men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of the oppressor, as in the day of Midian, for every warrior sandal from the noisy battle, and the garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel of fire. And then the common thing that we've heard year in and year out for some of us. Verse 6 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. I want us to focus on getting new meaning out of old text. Seeing new things in that text that we haven't seen before. Asking new questions about old assumptions. 4 goals I had last year that I wanted us to pursue as a church body. And one was to get to know God's Word. And we do that by focusing on new things in the same old text and asking new questions about the same old assumptions that we read in here. Hope for the new year, that we see things differently with new eyes, hear them with new words or new ears. We take them in with a new mind. And we see new possibilities in which God is doing. As we flip back to the beginning of Isaiah chapter 9, I skip verse 2, and it says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them light has shined. My mother opens the box of ornaments. She unwraps each piece and carefully hands each one to us. It's a cow laying down. There's a lamb. There's some wise men. There's a Virgin Mary and Joseph. And then the coveted one that we all wanted so much was the little angled bed for which we put the little Jesus in for our nativity set. That always went on top of the fireplace mantle as a centerpiece. You see, we knew what was in the box. but it wasn't old. It was that much more anticipation every time we opened that box that we came to that box and knew what was in it. And it was just as exciting, if not more, year after year as we opened that and pulled out those pieces. In this coming year, you know, we'd put that box away in January, the first day of January usually, a week after Christmas, and it got put up back up in the attic. Another 11 months. You can't put this up for 11 months and pull it out once a year. 4 or 5 weeks out of the year and expect it to bless you. And you may say, that's the same old thing. I see it week after week. But we should come and open this and come in here with the same expectation. I know what's in there. I know what's in there. And I know what's going to happen. But man, I am just as excited today, if not more so, than I was last week when I came. Than it was yesterday when I opened this up. I didn't grow old of that stuff. I was just that much more excited. That much more excited for what I knew already existed and what I had experienced year in and year out. Today, many of you may be looking for hope. Hope for a changed life. Hope for a change in a relationship. And I don't mean changing the person, but changing a person's behavior in a relationship. Change in a work environment. Maybe just a change in your habits. God, I want to change this habit, but I just can't seem to do it. I want to kick this habit, but I can't seem to do it. And then for some of us, we're asking deeper questions this holiday season. God, am I alone in here? Is somebody watching over me, or am I watching out for myself? In this world, God. Am I left to fend for myself? God, are you someone that I can approach? Because it seems like I've approached you before, but you weren't there. Are you someone that I can approach? God, are you only in the walls of religion? Or can I find you outside the walls of religion? Do you hear my prayers, Lord? Do I matter to you, God? God, what do I have to do to get your attention? Do you notice me, God? God, please. Please, God, would you notice me? God, would you help me to see through the eyes of faith who and what I will become? And then God simply has one question for you as we seek the hope in Him. And God, just ask. Will you be my child? As we celebrate hope in the Advent season, if you're looking for hope, just remember this. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. Jesus Christ has come. He has died for us. But our hope lies in His resurrection. Our hope lies in the fact that He was raised from the dead. And our hope lies in this. Our hope lies in us getting to understand this and know this so that we can take this thing, we can share this with other people. They don't have to find God in the walls of religion. They're going to find God in us. They're going to find that reflective light of Jesus Christ in our actions and in our words and the way we treat one another. That's why we took a few extra seconds today just to close our eyes and reflect on our actions and our words over the past week. I didn't even ask about the month or the year or our life. Just our past week. And I'm sure we probably found examples that we probably weren't Christ-like. For us that know Jesus Christ, a light has come into the darkness. And His name is Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads. Father, as we come before You today, as we celebrate the Advent season, Emmanuel, God with us, as we search out hope for us as lost individuals, let us be reassured that we can find the hope in Your Son, Jesus Christ. That we can be hope for others around us. God, help us be a light for those around us that are losing hope and missing hope and searching hope and purpose in their life. God, as we celebrate communion today, coming to the Lord's table, remind us of the price Your Son paid for our sins, for our freedom, so that we can have hope. Lord, help us as Christ followers, as Christians, as believers. Lord, would You just help us to be ever so careful how we walk, how we talk, and how we act. Simple steps, simple messages. Today, as we continue to pray, and you're just searching out hope, would you just raise your hand so that we can pray for you? Maybe you're searching those things, or you have those questions that I read off. Thank you. Feeling alone, feeling left out. Feeling unnoticed. Thank You, Lord. Lord, would You reach out to those that raised their hand today? Those that didn't raise their hand, Lord, would You touch them where they are? Lord, as we continue this holiday season, this Advent season, this celebration of the birth of Your Son, Jesus Christ, we just ask for Your protection as we travel, as the weather changes. And then we ask for Your protection against the enemy, Lord, in this time. That we can be giving of our time, our energy, our resources, and that we can think outside of ourselves. We ask these things in Your Son's name. Amen.